This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
What's wrong?
Oh, you know, it's 2020. There's a global pandemic. Everything is fucked, and we can't celebrate the holidays like we normally do.
Plus, I ran out of things to complain about the RuPaul's Drag Race franchise.
What?
Nothing.
If only there was a way that we could celebrate the holiday season with good cheer and mirth in a way that was responsible and socially distant.
Is mirth like girth?
Yeah.
Ooh, well, you know what? In Tu Wong Fu, all the drag queens needed was a little bit of glitter and then fucking magic. So let's try it. Let's get some glitter. You know what? Maybe we need like a name brand glitter.
Oh, it's Suckless Face and Body.
Ooh.
Okay, just a dab.
Just a little bit.
The dab really covers
nothing
a lot.
Nothing excessive.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. Oh. Now that's what I call the holiday.
Girl, this glitter really took me there.
It's never really the holiday seasons without
Mom.
Welcome to the Helix Mattress Presents Mom Holiday Special Extravaganza Video Experience Show.
We're outside, everybody, for a very special Mom Holiday Extravaganza. It's brought to you by Helix.
That's right. And did you mention our very special sponsor, Helix Mattresses?
Hold on. No, Helix. Ding.
You know, when I think of the holiday season, I think of music. When I was growing up, there was always music in the house.
Always music in the house. Echoing through the halls.
Here's one for you, Willem.
Hit it.
Vary that. With Delta Work and with Raja. Shumma da girls. See something every Monday. You see where we're going with this?
Yeah, I got this. Hey, Daddy. Baby, I got your podcast. Don't you worry. I got podcasts. On Mondays and some Fridays, we got Delta, we got Raja.
Okay.
Christmas, right?
Well, the spirit is in the right place, but we're going to try to keep it to holiday music, try to keep it to public domain, okay?
Oh, okay.
Here, like this. The Chop Podcast with Manila and Latrice. They will interview Jimbo and Seder Jean. Who's the tops and who's the chops? Who's the tops and who's the chops? Oh my God, I looked everywhere, but I don't see any tops. Where are the tops?
I got one.
Okay.
Pod girls.
Oh.
Talking about the pod girls.
Okay, all right.
Hear them every day of the week.
Talking
all kinds of bullshit
on Forever Dog.
If you don't like the ads, okay, you can get Forever Dog Plus.
Okay, all right. That was good. That wasn't technically holiday music, but I like the spirit
now
of it.
Now, don't you like ask yourself that this isn't holiday related. Well, when she does the bells and the toot toot, that's like the holiday thing. Like
it is, right? Toot toot bells.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Here's one about one of my favorite podcasts.
Hit me.
Have a holly jolly fistmas. Mm. Put a fist up in your rear. Oh, by golly, have a sloppy seconds fistmas right here.
Yay. Okay, so I got it. All right.
Okay.
You're a mean one, Santino Rice. Oh. With your no drag knowledge, have an ass. You told Alyssa Edwards she had the worst dress in 5 seasons. You were right. Santino Rice, the only judge worse than you, is noted enemy of the pod,
LaToya Jackson.
Now available at mybestjudy.merch.something.
Ooh.
That was good. See,
yeah, that one was good. That's the one.
You've really got the hang of it now. Okay, okay. Now, how about this one? This one's about us.
It's beginning to sound a lot like hot goss.
Hot goss.
But it's Christmas time.
Oh, so, I see.
Okay,
oh,
okay. Are you warmed up? All right, this is what we do every hot goss. Okay.
Let's get biblical, biblical. I wanna get biblical. Let me see your virgin birth.
I want intact hymen.
That's
Mary
right, that's
said,
right. I want to make sure that your hymen is intact.
I can't. Yeah. God didn't even give her an orgasm.
There is nothing. Yeah, exactly.
The nerve. I mean, the know, nerve.
You know. You
that
know
was a good
are.
Song.
All right, I've got one more. I've got
oh,
one.
So many blessings.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell cock. That's the only present we want.
Cock.
racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Send us pics of your, send us pics of your, send us pics of your cock.
And of your balls.
Pussies too, they're like inside out cocks.
Now let's go to the couch and podcast.
You're already wearing it though.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Oh my goodness. Look, okay, so first of all, disclaimer, we're outdoors. So if you hear like dump trucks or construction, all of that's happening right out there. But we're being safe and responsible.
If you hear dump trucks and construction, the tea is pork chops in the back doing her makeup.
Yes.
trying to get everything in the right spot. She's going to come out and do a number. She'll be ready by Groundhog's Day. It's going to be amazing.
So we know that 2020 has been troublesome. However, we're focusing on the positive this year. And something I'm really, really grateful for is that we've gotten to make podcasts with our friends.
Me too. I'm super grateful for it. And also, my nap game is so strong right now with this quarantine.
Turning
like,
it?
Sometimes I do turn in my nap onto my face, which is why I have these creasings. But let me tell you about something that's crease and wrinkle free.
Yeah.
That Helix mattress.
Oh.
Girl.
Ooh, 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 ooh. 2 minute sleep quiz.
Oh my God. I got a dusk. That's what they called me. They said I'm a dusk.
Honey, dusk till dawn. I want to introduce our first guests here at the Mom Holiday Special Extravaganza Show. You know them as the hosts of the legendary podcast, The Chop. Latrice and Manila! Hi, everyone!
Hi!
Hi, sister!
Oh,
hi!
Beautiful in blue.
You know, I'm trying.
Lady Turquoise.
This is probably, let me move my mask off. This is probably the first time I've done like our podcast with Latrice while like wearing anything from the neck down.
Same.
Usually it's just a pair of pasties and a slice of carrot cake.
A slice of carrot cake. Just well, actually no carrot cake, just the cream cheese
just
frosting.
Just all that frosting.
Right.
They pay extra for that. Yeah.
You both look fucking amazing. Oh my God.
Thank you.
We're so glad to be here.
First of all, Latrice is giving us she didn't just get herself in drag, she got the whole room in drag.
I had to for you.
This tree?
That tree makes the Rockefeller Center tree look anemic, honey. That is so plush.
Oh.
Lush, plush.
And might have thrush.
That's Latrice Royale, honey.
Latrice.
The Christmas trees.
The Christmas trees Royale. What are you getting in your stocking this year, bitch?
Ooh, I hope something plump and juicy.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh my gosh, is there a deep delay on our earphones?
What happened?
I literally feel like I'm on mescaline because I hear myself speaking a few seconds later.
Yeah.
With deep friends of the pod, there's sometimes a deep lag.
Deep lag.
Deep lag.
Deeper lag. Deeper lag. I mean, it's one of the minor things that we all have to deal with when making a podcast on Zoom in the newfound age, but we make it work. And, you know, like, it's really great because before these Zoom calls, Skype calls stuff, we wouldn't have been able to do a podcast together. You know, Latrice is out in Florida. I'm out here in Los Angeles. So we're really lucky that we have the opportunity to do this, even if there is like a 15-second delay. But that is just in case Latrice decides to whip out her titties so we can censor it real quick. Okay?
We have a delay.
We have a delay because we do not need to have a Janet Jackson Super Bowl moment. Not on our podcast. Our sponsors would not like that.
No. Good people at Helix.
And the Manscaped.
She's plugging the product.
Girl, I get plugged on a Helix.
Oh.
So you guys have been talking about movies on The Chop. What is your favorite holiday movie right now?
Ooh, and I don't know when this special's coming out, but I'm really excited because we're going to be reviewing Last Holiday with Queen Latifah. Even though it's not technically a Christmas movie, I just think it's like a vacation movie.
Yeah.
It takes place during winter, maybe. But it's one of my favorites. I'm excited to watch that. How about you, Latrice?
I've been watching. I just watched Jingle Jangle.
Oh, on Netflix.
Uh-huh, what is that? On Netflix.
Girl, Jingle Jangle. John Legend wrote the songs. What'd you think of it?
I was impressed. I actually enjoyed it. It was a different take. I love Felicia Rashad, though. You know, it's just like,
oh,
come on.
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah. But where the fuck was Debbie Allen? Debbie Allen didn't even want to do a day check on it.
I mean,
she didn't want to say, well, let me do a twirl.
Well, she was busy getting her what was it, the hot chocolate.
Her nutcracker.
Hot chocolate nutcracker together. So she, you know, baby, she's busy. She's, you know,
yeah. And apparently,
Miss Coco Montrese said, how are you going to have the holidays without hot cocoa? And I think she's going to be doing a Debbie Allen pop-up tour, following Debbie Allen around for the holidays, just doing illusions, hot chocolate nutcracker.
Wow.
Like she did with Janet.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
What about Christmas on the Square? Has anyone seen it? The Dolly Parton one?
Oh, the Dolly Parton one? No, oh, that's on my watch list.
Christine Baranski, did I watch Christmas on the Square? Yeah. Did we watch that, Christopher?
Checking in with all the Queen's men, sorry, Christopher Hamblin.
We did watch Christmas on the Square. We did watch it.
Was it a made-for-TV?
It's very Lifetime movie.
Hallmark
tease. Very, you know, very that. You know what you're going to get when you're getting it, because it sets it up as a musical. So it is a musical, kind of corny, but it's Dolly.
See, that's what I like. That's what
it's
I like
full
about.
Of, full of joy, you know?
Yeah, that's what I like about Christmas movies, is that they literally don't have to be any good. Like, oh, right. You can watch, like, The Christmas Switch and The Christmas Switch 2 Switched Again. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, right? And it doesn't even matter if they're, like, terrible, god-awful movies. They're still good because, I don't know, during Christmas, everything is just, you know, cheerier and campier, and you can kind of, like, get away with that stuff, right?
Tea.
Yeah. I think some of the things aren't extravaganzas. They're just gonzas.
Right,
for sure. Let's play a game.
All right, what game are we playing?
All
right, you know the one.
Ooh. This is a game inspired by Helix mattresses.
Helix mattress.
Okay.
We're going to give Latrice and Manila some great trios, and you have to determine whether you would smash, crash, or sash on your Helix mattress.
Wait, with sash, like you'd put like a sash on it?
Yeah, like when the queen married Philip, she gave him a sash. She married him.
Okay.
Give him a
sash. Okay.
So that's marriage.
That is very, that's like grasping at rhymes, guys.
Welcome to the podcast network. What's your dream?
We almost had Gash in there. But
Gash? I like Gash better.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. Maybe
so what are the choices again? What are the choices again?
Smash, which is you want to smash him. Okay. Crash, which is they can go away.
Okay.
And then
okay.
Sash, which is
married.
Married.
Okay. Okay.
All the Queen's men.
Mary.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All the Queen's men.
All the Queen's men. Hashtag.
Yeah.
You can smash, crash, or sash on your Helix mattress. So the first group of judges, you may be familiar with this trio. It's Stacey McKenzie, Brooklyn Heights, and JBC, Jeffrey Boyer Chapman.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Our favorites, Latrice.
Oh, why'd y'all do that? Shady.
Okay. We had a lot to say about the judges on the Chop when we were reviewing mm-hmm. Canada's Drag Race. Yes. So this is going to be good.
Okay.
All right.
You go first, Manila.
Oh, me? Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm going to sash Brooklyn Heights.
Oh, marriage
you know.
Material, yes.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to...
She's trying to get in her wigs. You see that
yes.
black one she wore with the blonde in front?
Yes, she. I just saw that
yeah,
post
I don't know who
where
she thinks
was literally
she is.
Wearing a Manila Luzon wig, and I was cool with it.
This is your sector.
Yeah, I didn't invent black and blonde. I mean, come on. All right, but let's see. I'm going to crash Jeffrey Boyer Chapman.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to smash with Stacey McKenzie. She looks like she knows how to smash.
Oh, yeah.
T. Yeah.
What about you?
Latrice, how about you? Who are you going to smash?
Okay. I'm going to smash Brooklyn.
Ooh.
Okay.
She deserves it. And then I'm going to...
She needs it, actually.
She does. I'm going to sash Stacey.
Oh,
and then of course I'm going to crash with my Escalade, Jeffrey Boyer.
Dog. Not crashing with the Escalade.
Well, if Jeffrey Boyer Chapman crashes, he can call the AAA girls and we'll give him the boot.
So wait, we know that you've had a little bit of an issue with Jeffrey Boyer Chapman. So in the holiday spirit, we have him here today.
Oh
come, on
gosh,
Jeffrey.
Come on,
Jeffrey. Just kidding. We don't have
Could you imagine, Latrice?
Oh, my God. I could. Because actually, he actually got a redemption for me because I just saw this movie that he was in. I forget what movie we just watched, but he actually played a straight guy. And I was like, okay. Yeah, see, y'all all like gagging. I was like, oh, okay. So he got some points. He got some points back.
Okay, cool. So he's better at acting like a straight man than acting like RuPaul. Right?
That's exactly it. Do not try to act like a queen, darling. Don't.
Okay, so Smash, Crash, or Sash, the next trio, they're from a movie that you recently discussed.
On the Chop.
Ding! Sword noises. Shing, 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 shing. Okay, the trio, of course, from Tu Wong Fu, Vita Boheme, Chichi Rodriguez, and Noxzema Jackson. This is hard.
Okay, you go first, Patrice.
Really difficult. Okay, oh man.
Icons all.
I'm going to Sash, Chichi.
Oh, okay. Word.
I'm going to Sash Chichi.
Oh, Princess Laritza.
Yeah. I'm going to... Oh, this is hard.
I know. It's impossible.
Oh, dude.
The hard part is like remembering which one stands for what.
That's the hard part, right? So I got Smash and Crash left, right?
Vita already crashed herself. She's dead.
So I think I'm going to Smash Vita and Crash Noxzema.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you don't need all that tax debt, girl.
There you go.
Oh, Blade up there. Not trying to pay for her tip. She's like, I didn't declare those.
Yeah, that part.
I would Sash Noxzema Jackson.
Love that.
I will Crash Vita because she already dead, like you said, right? So, like, you know, no feelings hurt. And then I'll smash with John Leguizamo as Chichi Rodriguez, okay? You know, but first I would paint on a billboard. I love
that Chi-Chi.
I love that Chi-Chi. Oh.
We do.
Next time I would change love to smash. I smash that Chi-Chi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who should we do for a last one?
Oh, them.
These three?
Yes.
Oh God. Okay.
Ugh, they're so overdone though.
I know.
Tired.
I talk about waking the dead. Okay, the final lightning round is the AAA girls, Willem, Alaska, and Courtney Act.
Ooh, that's definitely easy. I could probably speak for the both of us, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You really probably could.
We're going to probably smash with Courtney because, I mean, like, I feel like I'm not the only person that hasn't, right?
Right,
I'm going to Sash with Alaska and Willem. You got to be crashed. Like
I got the chop.
You got the chop, girl. Crashed, crashed, crashed.
Y'all shady.
Wow.
I am so honored. Thank you for playing Smash, Crash, or Shash.
Get the fuck off my porch.
Wait, excuse me, Willem, excuse me. It's much, much better to be crashed than to have to be sashed to me.
Y'all
just ask my husband, okay?
Y'all just want to kill me so you can get my wigs. I see you. It's really a compliment.
And the jewels.
I appreciate that you want to kill me. I understand.
So wait, before you go... Category is the holiday season. What are your tops and what are your chops?
Oh yeah.
Okay. My chop is traffic and how busy all the stores are. I can't with that. So I'm not going shopping. So nobody's getting anything. Yay.
That's a blessing.
And my top is that I'm saving all this money by not buying gifts.
Jeez.
That's tea.
Mm-hmm. Definitely the chop is like not being able to be with the family and do like the regular the traditions. But the top is the fact that I get to be home, and this is gonna be like my first Christmas home with my husband at home. So we got a tree, so we're excited for that.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna put up the glory hole on Christmas Eve. I can't wait.
Jingle some balls.
Mm-hmm.
A Christmas miracle. Mm-hmm.
Before you go, wait, we have Mad Libs for you to contribute to. Oh, it's behind us?
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, fancy.
This?
Oh, looky there.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Oh,
I feel like I'm really
have.
Oh. Oh.
We didn't rehearse this. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Okay. All right. Okay. 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 You're so, right. All right. So we just ask for.
Okay.
And do we write them on the. Oh, there's a thing.
Okay. So first.
Okay.
We need an animal.
I'm going to go with a water buffalo.
Oh. I love that. Very seasonal.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. We need a verb ending in ing.
Prancing.
Wait. Okay.
Prancing. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's very holiday festive, mm-hmm. right?
Latrice, may I please have a plural noun?
Balls.
Balls.
Oh, very seasonal. Yes.
Show me ball!
Whoop! Show me ball.
Show me the ball.
Well, we love you both so much.
Wait, we don't get to hear it? We don't
no,
get to hear it?
Oh, not till the end. Not
oh,
till the
it's
end.
Gonna be
girl, cool. This is the production number.
Yeah. Okay,
gotta change
okay.
your production number
right.
outfit.
All right. Okay, cool. Okay. All right. Well, good luck on the water buffalo and the prancing and the balls.
Prancing water buffalo.
Get off my porch.
Bye. Well, thank you guys so much.
Bye, I love you.
Bye, love you.
Love you too.
Happy holidays.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
We're so excited to have here the iconic, the legendary hostesses of
Very That,
originators of drag language, as we know it. Delta and Raja are here. Thank you so much for coming today.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for having us.
Usually when you make those noises, everybody kind of gets on the same loop after you go for a while.
Yeah.
It's like
a
period. Mm-hmm. We talked about that before.
Yeah. It's wonderful. We have a very fun holiday lineup. We're going to be test tasting some holiday scents.
Oh, perfect.
In candles. and just in case you need any poppers, we do feature the white gold double Scorpio.
White gold.
It's right next to Elizabeth Taylor White Diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that your own brand? I'm surprised that you don't have your own poppers.
Double Scorpio is a brand that I fully support because they're owned by gay people in Austin, Texas, and they give me free stuff, and they made me a poppers girl. My logo is two hits and anything fits. Where's my camera?
I can say it, too. Can they send me things? Two hits and anything fits.
You could put it in your barefoot wine and mix it.
Yeah.
That better be good.
Yeah, totally.
Don't get it on the membrane. I can't. Though. You know what happens.
I don't understand how people would just. I don't understand how people just do poppers recreationally like that. Oh, like my hole immediately opens.
Oh, this couch is gonna be gone.
I know.
Yeah, it is.
I'm surprised it's still there.
I like doing poppers because, like, if a girl's number isn't good, you do it, and suddenly it's the best song ever, and you're like, yes! Yes! You just start yelling yes.
Yeah, it's very across the pond. They do that a lot there.
Mm-hmm. Golden Pond.
Yeah.
We're going to do candles first.
See, I just,
we're
like, throw the script out, high on poppers.
So this is a blind smell test because, Delta, you have a very... seasoned olfactory system.
See something, see some.
See something, smell you, something.
You old, can tell factory. The difference between old factory.
Old factory. Old factory.
You can tell the difference between like fucking fake white diamonds and real white diamonds, right?
I hope so, yes. Okay. But
these are candles.
Okay, these are candles. Now, are they going to be burning or are we going to smell them from the package?
Oh, I think whatever.
We're not burning.
We don't have a fire permit.
Okay.
I think we should blindfold her, then burn the candles.
The first one is...
Can I go ahead?
Yeah, please help yourself. They've been sanitized.
Okay, so this is the first one.
Okay. Oh my God, your nails.
What would you say just by looking at the jar, what it would be like?
This is like, based on the jar, I would say this is very earthy.
Used.
Used.
Previously owned.
Maybe fully like used. Oak moss, something like that. So let's see.
Oak moss.
Demeter.
I'm wrong.
What
I'm
is
wrong.
That?
I smell cinnamon.
Oh.
A pinch. I smell the holidays for sure. This is the holidays. This is cinnamon. This is clove.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of baking. This is like a baking scent. This is very welcoming, especially during the holidays.
Can I smell it? I'm baking right now. I'm baked right now.
You are baked.
Oh, that's dreadful.
No, that's wonderful.
Like oh, you don't like it? What kind of candles do you like?
I don't like Christmas smells. I don't want to smell like, you know, like so I'm in a Michael's. I don't want my house to smell like Michael's. Craft
I do.
No,
I want it to
Mom.
Look like Michael's.
No, no.
Oh, bitch.
I would love that.
Mine looks like
you do look
Muscatello.
Like Michael.
I am Michael.
Michael Work.
Michael Work. So do we know what scent it was, or do we find out later?
This was kind of a trick because it's a brand new line of candles. It's by my friend Lola LaCroix. I don't know if you've met
her.
Yes.
I just found out about this. Yeah.
She does candles. They're called Maison de LaCroix. And this one is called, which you said, it's very welcoming. It's called Welcome Home. So you get a point. You get a point. You got it. It's a brand new line of candles. So, okay. That was kind of a trick one. But
second one.
Okay, what do we have?
Let's see.
I love that I completely talk shit on Lola's candle.
You were like, got it's dreadful. It's fucking shit.
Oh, yeah. Put the lid back on before the spill.
This, I'm trying to read the bottom, but there's nothing on the bottom.
Why? Don't, what are you going to say about me?
It's actually very similar.
Oh, it
is.
Okay.
Similar. Yeah. I still get like a home, a Michael's. There is cinnamon in it. I don't know if it's as nutmeg as it is strong cinnamon.
Okay.
I would say the fall again. I could be wrong, but I'm usually not.
Dipper, what do we have the answers on this page?
That's from Michael's.
What?
What did I tell you?
Wow. So two for three so far.
Y'all are sophisticated.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
really all right, let's try another one. This is
unbelievable.
This is totally different. This is totally different from the other two.
Okay.
And I really like these little tins,
mm-hmm.
travel tins like that. I'm going to say it's like fruity floral. It's like a fruity floral. It does smell more summertime, but I could be wrong. I would say it's like fruity floral. It definitely smells more summertime.
Okay.
But, and it's not definitely not a fall scent. No, and it doesn't smell like baking. It doesn't really smell like food. Maybe a fruit specifically.
Do we have a ruling from our...
Wait.
You have the list?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know the name of it, but that is a candle by Miss Mariah Balenciaga.
Oh!
She released them. Is it New Day?
It is New Day. Girl, it's a New Day. You reminded it was New Day, and I bought it because of the name. I was like, it's a New Day.
It's a New
Day. She's going to break the dawn.
The dawn.
Yeah.
Three for three. What are you going to do?
You? Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. You're like, is it New Day? I was like, I could never do that.
It's just New Day.
Like, wow.
New Day.
Mug for days. New Day.
Mug for days. For
I love
days.
That. I'm going to have to call her up, too.
Yeah. That's and feel free to help yourself to any of those lovely candles.
All of them.
Yeah,
please.
Them all.
Yeah, please.
You don't want to burn
You can take the cinnamons. I'll take the New Day.
I kind of want a light one just for holiday scents.
We should.
Anth, you got a lighter?
Okay, what do we... Oh, wow. Okay, so what we're going to... We're going to do our own live version of See Something.
I love that.
Oh.
Do you see something? Okay. See
your podcast is already changing dressing rooms, I'm sure. Like,
everyone sees.
The girls. Yeah. The girls just, they feel like they're there with you. And it's the best thing I've listened to. Some of the girls like it. Some of the girls watch it. Some of the girls listen.
What other than see something, like what would you, when you go to a dressing room, what's one thing that you always see that no one talks about? Is there anything like that?
The like mop bucket that's always.
Charlie's always. Las Vegas. There's a hole in the floor.
Love.
That's where Morgan crawled out for her It number.
Love.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's always like a random hole in a floor or a wall where they're like, don't go over there. That's a mop. Mm-hmm. We keep a mop bucket there.
The mop bucket that everyone pees in?
All the time, if you have
powder this thick in the corners of the dressing table.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. My god.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna show you a picture, and you can give us your response to it, your analysis, anything you want. Just like on Very That on See Something. Okay. This is the first one.
See something.
So this is from what was it called? The Queen Who Mopped Christmas.
Yes.
On season 3 of Drag Race.
Yes.
And you had to take Christmas stuff and you made a look. This is Raja's look.
Yes.
This was the winning look, wasn't it?
It was the winning look, and I remember...
Mini and the main challenge, right?
I remember creating this costume, and I remember thinking it was a really easy one because we had to go to the thrift store to get all of our shit.
Yeah.
And really, that's what I do. That's what I do.
Right.
That's what I do.
What I do.
And I, you know, so that challenge itself was very, very easy, and I was glad that I won it. Vanessa Williams was the judge that day, who happened to be my personal idol, like some queens love, you know, Cher, some queens love Madonna. Vanessa Williams and Jodie Watley were my favorites growing up. And she was the judge on the first episode. So to me, that was an omen.
Yeah.
But the best part about it was when we all had to go to the thrift store the day before in what was said to be day drag.
They must have told you on the prompt, be really like real, be really daywalker. Like just, don't do drag, just be a woman.
India Farah and Alexis Mateo both wore boobs for queens, the heavy ones, the first, the original set.
Original.
Jugs.
And their costume, their dresses were all soaked down their hairy bellies underneath the dress. I mean, it was hot outside and it was somewhere in the valley, and we had all of us as a collective had to walk together across the street in our day drag, and to me that is what sticks out the most. And there were customers in the thrift store.
Yeah.
No, we were closed set.
We were like, nope, not a closed set at all. It was just us. Ooh. And the people who were shopping there.
Oh man.
It was insane.
So Willem, why don't you show the next one?
The next one is
Ooh.
See something. Oh, it's upside
down. You're turning
upside down. You're turning me.
Yeah, this is for my look. And I, you know, we were, it was called The Queen Who Mopped Christmas.
Yeah.
But I took some liberties by saying I'm going to celebrate a holiday from the holiday season. Mm. So I think that might have been what kept me sort of safe, was the idea that I did something that somebody else wasn't doing, whether it was achieved fully or not. At least it was like, okay, well, you did something different. But I actually quite liked it. I mean, I would totally wear this.
Holds up. I
thought it was cool. I will say this up here originally had an angel that spun. I couldn't get it to keep going.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it had like a little angel that spun around. And the dress, I surprisingly, clearly am not a size 14, but the dress was. So when I turned to the side, you were like, oh, okay.
Illusion
that,
panel.
Yeah, that 24 just popped out. But, you know, you take what you can get at a thrift store, and you can't always find the best plus stuff, but you can find curtains.
I didn't even wait. I didn't even notice that the dress didn't fit.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you're amazing.
Thanks.
This is gorge. When you walked out on that runway, and everybody was just like, "Oh, okay." Yeah. Silhouette, I mean, profile.
I don't know if today that I mean, then it was a you know, our minds weren't as open, I suppose, as they should be. So I don't know how well this held up over all the years, and if that's appropriate for me to tell that story now, but. At the time, I thought it was a nice celebration of the colors of Kwanzaa, and but you know that's not my history, and so I think maybe I would think of that differently. But you know,
I love
it. For then, it was I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah,
we have one last see something.
Oh, I thought it was a pinstripe. It's just this paper is grainy. Look, it looks like a pinstripe.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We have one last one from the same challenge.
Mm. Yes.
Kissy Christmas, Ruru.
Kissy Christmas.
I didn't really think that was that bad.
Me neither.
She ended up in the bottom for this.
Yeah, she did end up in the bottom. I don't think the issue at all for me was the look, because I thought it was kind of fun and cute, but it was the lip sync that became...
Did
tough.
She have a blazer on with it that had broken glass on it or something?
That was...
I think so.
That's the one.
That was Phoenix.
Yeah, and then they had a little quarrel about who did it first, and they were copying or something. But who did she lip sync against?
Shangela.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah. And you know that was that's the first lip sync.
Mm-hmm. Yes? Yeah.
And the
it was like wig wars.
That braid is detachable. Mm-hmm. She, which is probably the most interesting thing about it.
Things were flying. They were like hitting each other, like punching each other in the face.
I don't think it's that bad. I think there's like only two ways to go with this kind of thing. Like either you do something that's really fashion-y or you just do something that's wacky and over the top. It like drags.
She looks festive.
Yeah, I actually liked it. I don't know. But you know, I'm not a judge, so I mean I'm judgy, but I'm not an official judge. So
and her mug looks perfect.
Yeah. Absolutely face looks beautiful. Sickening.
Well, that has been our live edition of Holiday
See something.
Now, before you go, we have to have you do Mad Libs. Okay. From Delta, we need a verb present tense.
So, like, what is that?
We don't know the... Oh, I don't know the context. That's the point. How about swim?
Oh, I love that.
Okay. I'm a swim fan, for sure. Yeah.
Adult Swim. Okay. And then from Raja, we need an adjective.
An adjective describes something.
Yes.
Okay. Sweaty.
Ooh, sweaty. I like that. Ooh, sweaty boobs for queens. Amazing. All right. That's going to be good.
Yeah,
that's going to be good.
And then we weave together a story later for everyone to enjoy.
Spinning yarns.
I thought we get to hear it now.
No.
At the end.
Okay, at the end. Okay. This candle smells really good now.
It's a new day on this porch.
It's a new day.
Mariah, new day, Mariah, please. I would like the entire set. Which camera? Mariah, Balenciaga, please send me a new day.
There is one called It Girl as well.
Ooh,
shit girl, please.
Bubblegum scent.
I want that one too. Bubblegum.
Mm-hmm.
I want Armpit Girl.
Oh, you don't need a candle. You don't need a candle. That's why your place don't smell like Michael's.
Damn.
Work, bitch.
All right, I'll see you in the driveway after.
Okay.
Yay.
Thanks for coming to the holiday special.
Thank you so much for being here.
Happy holidays. Welcome to the Rainbow Spotlight of the Week. Who's at the other end of this court? Ooh.
Oh, it's me, your gay bird.
Hey, Laganja Estranja.
Hey, Willem in Alaska. What's the tea, girls?
The tea is the new video. Is your daddy home?
Oh, no daddy's home. Only money, weed, and pussy.
In that order.
In that order.
For the holidays.
Happy holidays. I love you, ladies.
Happy holidays from Hollywood.
Bye.
Bye. And your Rainbow Spotlight of the Week is Daddy by Laganja Estranja.
It's my
perfection. I'm expensive, red and Gucci getting cha-ching highs. I'm a smoking and I know just how to roll it. If you can't find that's a blow.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Oh my gosh, we've had a great holiday special so far, haven't we, Willem?
So many blessings.
I wish we had some holiday snacks.
Ooh, perhaps a macaroon.
Jungle.
Hey,
They're made with almond beach. Flour, bitch.
C'est bon. C'est bon.
Oh, dear. Well, last but certainly not least, we have verifiably the sloppiest hosts from the Mom Network.
Push out and tighten up.
Right.
Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, it's Big Dipper and Meatball.
Hello!
Ah! Ooh. All the cameras are yours.
Can you hit that note? Wow! Oh my gosh, so beautiful.
The slay of the day.
I mean...
Yeah.
Would you like a macaroon?
I would!
Macaroon!
Are we allowed to share food?
No.
Oh, God.
Okay, you don't have a nail on.
Oh, they're minty.
Toothpaste treats.
Very toothpaste treats.
Delicious.
So, first of all, you both look so amazing.
Wait, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about the inspirations
what
for your look?
What festive fashions?
I wanted to look like Elf from Elf, but...
oh, I see that.
So now I look like Elf from Elf.
Is that Will Ferrell?
Yes. Elf Abba.
Elf.
Elf Abba. Well, I am going to try to turn this into a... Ah!
And I said I was going to be Santa Claus, even though I'm Jewish.
Oh, okay.
How wonderfully camp.
Well, thank you so much. This, formerly a picture frame, now a belt buckle.
God bless the child. That's
serving.
Drag right there. Yeah.
That's a drag. Salute. That's a salute for me.
High drag.
Thank you so much.
Where's the soundboard? Fuck. Will?
Yeah, it'll come in post.
What privilege.
Hate it, bitch.
No! You messy bottom.
So, so...
Who told you?
So... So as a Jewish person,
that's me. Hello.
Do you do the like Chinese food thing? Is that a real? That's a real thing, right?
I think it's a kinda? Thing. My family, we never ate Chinese food in general, so it was sort of. Even though I did work at a Chinese food restaurant,
when you were like six.
13.
Okay.
First of all,
that's 6 years old. Big
but
Dipper.
He's in the daycare,
dressed in a Big Dipper costume. Like you look exactly the same.
He handled the baby corn.
Yes, he did.
My aesthetic is baby clothes, but on an adult male body.
Honestly, same.
Same.
The authorities would like a word.
But no, I am Jewish because my mother is Jewish. But I was raised. We celebrated both Hanukkah and Christmas, so we actually did a lot of like Christmas festivities.
So you were. Gift giving.
I give all the gifts.
Okay, you give the gifts. today we have the gift of song from the Chanteuse Meatball. And then what do we play? Are we doing eggnog test?
Wait,
are you gonna
sing? We have to spin the dreidel.
Wait, am I singing?
Oh,
well, I also I know this isn't a Christmas tradition for you, but a big Christmas tradition in my family was that we would stuff oranges and grapefruit with cloves. So I was wondering, with me today?
Yeah.
Just because I can't go home to be with my family?
Yeah.
Could you show me how that's done? I don't understand.
Normally we have a knife, but Will has apparently found this one from outside.
Yeah.
She has knives all over her compound.
Will, I just give an example? Now, sometimes you just...
Please be careful. Oh, my God.
My
this
parents,
is
my parents
really
used to do this.
They've
been hanging on a ribbon above the kitchen sink on the holidays.
With the...
The orange and the cloves. Yeah, it's great.
Please be very careful.
I'm going to be so... This is a family tradition. We always...
Okay.
Please be...
Wait.
This is how it's done?
Yeah, and then you shove cloves in it.
Why? What is the... Then do you eat it?
You just leave it out and it smells nice.
The juices...
Oh, it's like a scent thing.
The juices,
a scent bird.
They secrete the secretions of the citrus and the cloves.
So you just stick them in here like this. It's wonderful. Why don't you try it?
Oh, and it makes a little design,
yeah,
kind of.
It smells so nice.
Citrusy and clovish.
Yeah, and then if you want to get like real festive, you could just kind of cut
Please
a hole.
Please be careful.
I'm being
so careful.
Blood gets ratings.
The most. Oh, it does.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Oh, you put a hole in it. Then you get your festive friend over.
Wow.
And you can really just.
Are you Tiffany Haddish?
Get the juice going.
Tiffany. I've seen this in that movie.
And it's delicious. It's a treat for everybody under the Christmas tree.
She's a juicer.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what we do at my house. I don't know about you guys.
Well, I will say this. It does really smell great out here now.
Festive. It really does. You can smell the cloves.
Festive.
The cum.
Yeah.
Mm,
what you got there?
I was just going to play a childish game of spin the dreidel.
Childish.
Oh, that's one thing we could. Well, yeah,
underhanded
let's spin the dreidel. Let's see if we get some money.
The most childish, petty, vindictive, underhanded machinations that you have ever concocted.
Caroline, grow up. Oh, sorry. Damn it, I stuck the ending.
What's that from?
What is that from?
It's from Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I'm young.
You're a Vassar girl.
I'm young. Should we play? Teach us how to play spin the dreidel.
Well, it's mostly about spinning. It's a spinning top game. Oh.
Where?
Okay, so I'm out.
Oh, everyone's
Damn.
Out. But yeah, it's like gambling, but also fun. And like, you know, have you ever spun a dreidel before?
No.
Okay.
Do you blow the dice?
Well, look.
Oh, she's got coin.
Yeah.
See all that coin?
Is this going to work? No.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
And then it lands on a symbol.
Yeah, there are four symbols, and one means, like, you take a coin, one means you give two, one means you have to take everything. One, you know, they each have a meaning.
Coin star.
That's fun.
Coin star.
Oh.
Coin star.
So it's like gambling, but for children.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jews. For Jewish children.
Seems Very like a Jewy game.
Alaska, have you ever done poppers?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah, I used to work at Circus of Books. And the ones with, like, the label was broken and, like, kind of leaking, I would take them home and just get my life.
I've never done poppers in my life. Is that crazy?
Really?
No, they always make me all giggly and fun.
More for me.
Now, when you were working at Circus of Books around Christmas time, what were some of the most popular gifts that were bought, given?
Tell us about the gifts.
Was there a back room? Was there a lot of gift giving back there?
See, by the time I got there, they had gotten rid of the back rooms. I only heard stories of like the people who had to clean up after people. But it was it was locked. It was very. It was like Times Square now. It was very sanitized when I got there. It was not fun.
But you were the lead in the documentary. How
cool.
Miss Thumbnail.
And you looked fresh, Mama. You look good. Print it.
Thumbnail. So wait, what is this on our list? It seems we have the Great Eggnog Chugging Challenge.
We don't have the Great Eggnog Chugging Challenge.
I was going to make you chug a bunch of eggnog and then not do it. But then I thought like you would throw up everywhere and it wouldn't be sanitized.
I've already made a mess. I would have done it.
Sorry. I didn't bring it.
Wait, what's next?
What's the next challenge?
Just
before
we
go.
Yeah, exactly. It's
wow, what a great
go.
Segment for us. Everyone else got some fun stuff, and you forgot eggnog. Well, I'm going to do a wine chugging challenge.
Do it.
I'm just kidding. Oh. We can move
Did
on.
You try that wine?
Yeah, that apple wine is. Why don't we do that now? Give me the apple wine.
We've
Meatball
done plenty
wants,
of time.
Meatball wants to do
She's a drag queen. Give
the wine test challenge.
Okay.
Right? Is that what you, or you just want to drink it?
Do you just want to drink this?
This is not a challenge. This is just binge drinking.
Girl, not if she does a number.
Put on a song. You guys got Lizzo. Ah! Ooh, you guys got Elphaba. You guys got Wicked. Ooh, ah! Okay, I'm done. We can move on, I guess.
Okay.
Well, we thank you both for being here. This was fucking... We didn't do it.
We didn't do anything.
We did.
We're going to do gifts.
Yeah, we're going to do gifts. Willem and I spun a dreidel.
He's got his picture frame. All
right.
You sucked a dildo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I don't know that we can even put on YouTube without demonetizing.
That'll get flagged.
Needs to be Jack Hanna and all his animals.
So,
This is.
I don't understand what's happening.
How is that hat staying on though?
Two bobby pins and a prayer,
the grace of God.
That is Jesus right there.
But see, this is.
Hi.
This is what our show is. This is why I didn't plan anything.
So wait, have you won the Pulitzer for The Stairs yet?
No, I don't think so. But I have gotten a lot of angry text messages from everyone involved in that story.
They're all like, I know the truth.
No, they're all like, how dare you make fun of us like that? Even though the whole time I asked to interview them, I was like, listen, I want this to be a joke. So if you come to it,
right,
don't come be real. Like, just be fun and high energy. And then they both told me about their traumas.
Oh.
Jimma Bubblegum and what's the other one?
Ruby Fox.
Ruby Fox.
Hello, I am an artist and drag performer based out of New York.
Yeah.
I am the queen of nightlife.
Once Aquaria left New York, I took over. I make the most money of any queen in New York City. She was like giving us all the tea, mama.
Here's what we really want to do, and maybe the two of you can help us do this as executive producers of our show. We want to do the Robbie Turner story.
We want to get Robbie.
No, we want to interview Robbie Turner and
when she's older,
the Uber driver.
Oh, we want the Uber driver's perspective.
We want to do the Dateline special.
We want to get to the bottom.
The Uber driver is not real.
Short wigs.
Don't ruin the story for everyone.
Okay. So is it just going to be someone with a blacked out background? That's,
hello, I was the Uber driver.
I've been driving
Uber. I am not
Uber.
Dead.
Yeah, exactly.
I love this idea.
Yeah.
And I think you should definitely do it, and I would love to help in any way I can.
Well, thank you
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Now, before you go, we've been compiling Mad Lib words from everybody.
All corners of the pod.
Oh, wow.
Far and wide.
So, do you want to get these two?
Need a plural noun, please.
What's a plural noun?
Multiple.
Person, place, or thing, and a couple of it.
With an S, yeah.
Cats.
Jellicle cats.
Jellicle cats. Which Jellicle cat would you be?
We'll never finish this. Ever in our lives will we finish this.
What about a plural?
Do I know? I don't know their names.
You remind me of the glamour cat.
Oh, that's that.
Yeah, some of them are the same one as before.
Okay. Oh, you cheated. Cats for two of them?
Yeah, it says same plural noun.
Oh, okay. Love it. And then we're verb present tense, Dipper.
Like something you're doing.
Sweating.
Fist.
Oh, sorry. Fist.
Sweating.
Sweating. Currently sweating.
Okay.
Oh,
cool.
Fisting, right?
Yeah.
No.
This is going to be good. And I'm not talking to a mic.
Uh-oh, I spilled all the clove.
Alaska said, this is going to be good.
Oh, sorry.
This is going to be good. Okay. Same animal as before. Oh, my God.
Cats. Angelical cats, angelical
okay.
cats, angelical cats. Jellicle.
Plural noun.
Poppers.
This feels like when they take the laugh track out of like a sitcom and there's just like a lot of dead air and no one doing anything.
That's exactly what it is.
Feels like
it feels like, what's happening? Where's the eggnog I was supposed to chug?
Saving us for the end and we're just petering out.
Just.
And we're out of light.
And the sun's down.
Happy holidays, everyone.
And we got to say goodbye.
Thank you so much.
We have a verb, an animal, and a noun. Willem, do you want to do one?
Yeah.
I'll do animal.
Meatball.
Okay. Our friends just adopted a pit bull and named her Meatball. Mm-hmm. And
congratulations
she's
on finding a home.
I know her head's bigger than mine.
Bless.
Can I have this home?
That hat won't fit it either.
It won't.
Meatball, we need one last verb.
Give us a verb, darling.
Fall.
I'm wearing a fall.
is that a Mitzi?
Who is that? Is that a Mitzi?
Is that a Mitzi? Gina? That's a WBV tinsel
and a
topper
noun.
And a vanity.
Tinsel tub.
Tinsel topper. She's a tinsel topper girl. Shumada girls wear tinsel toppers.
Shumada girl.
And one last noun.
Wine.
Shumada girls wear Mitzis. Please help yourself to the guavas.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
We got to the end of the song.
This is going to be a great poem. I can just tell already.
Yeah, a fist givings.
Fistgiving.
Fistgiving's a word.
Meatball, are you still scarred from Fistgiving?
I'm not okay with what I saw. When he did that little alien thing in his belly.
Oh, yeah.
Belly bulging? Belly bulging.
Why are you looking right at me?
Because you like
that's
to fist.
That's what it's called, right?
True, that's right.
Did you ever tell them the story about the time that you fisted a guy and when you pulled your arm out?
Okay.
Now that's a Christmas gift.
Don't.
All right. What? I don't understand.
Let's wrap it
we
up.
We can't.
Speaking of gifts, this is the end.
Thank you both so much for being here. And thank you for all that you do. And we love the podcast.
Thanks
and we love you guys.
Thank you so much
all the sloppy seconds. They're delicious.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having us on the Mom Network.
Merry holidays.
What a gift.
Okay, so as you know, we have been compiling some very important texts here. Why don't we do a deep holiday reading of this?
That accent nail is so good.
Do you know these are from CVS?
Yes, I do.
Fuck you. But really,
you're the reason they put the lock on the razors and the nails.
If a girl put the lock on it, toots. Okay.
This is a reading by Alaska Thunderfuck.
Dashing through the snow in a one water buffalo open sleigh. Over the fields we go, prancing all the way. That is unbelievable. Bells on bobtail ring, making balls bright.
Page, turn of fruit.
Where's my background singer?
Woo! Baby, I don't know the words. Baby, I need the next card. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, you do this, babe.
What fun it is to swim and sing a sweaty song tonight. Jingle cats, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is so fist. Baby, I can't see the words. I need
baby, I can't see the words. Next card. Oh, my God.
Very special.
Ooh, I'm going to ad-lib all I can because I don't have the next page.
Have a merry
in a one cat's open sleigh. Jingle poppers, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to fall.
Oh, my God.
In a one meatball open wine. In a one meatball open wine.
Woo! Woo, we sang something.
It is what it is, Santa. Gonna get a new coat.
Happy holidays.
Amazing!
The reviews are in. Thanks for watching.
Special thanks to our sponsors, Helix Mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love them.
Thank you, Helix, for bringing us the Mom Presents Helix Mattress
Holiday
Special Extravaganza Experience Show.
And you know what? I think for the holidays, I want everybody to respect each other. You can disrespect me a little bit if you know me like that.
Wow.
Wear a mask and be safe. And we'll see you next year.
Yes, we thank you all so much for joining us. We hope you have an amazing holiday season and a great year. We love you all so much. Thank you. Let's say goodbye with a song.
Hit it.
Our time is expensive, so you need to hit it, Mr. Music.
Tell the man with the money to come here and pay me.
Fill your ears with lots of podcasts.
Mom.
Subscribe and rate on all your pod apps.
The Trees, Manila,
Delta Raja,
Big Dipper, and Meatball, and us too.
We want to wish you a happy holiday.
Ma, 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 That's a rap.
That's rap money. You need to tell them to hit it. Woo! Get out of my yard.
Merry Christmas.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.